Good morning, everyone. Welcome to today's edition of KDHL's AM Minnesota program. Julie Faulkner is sitting to my left. To my left, she's sitting.
Good morning.
She has all kinds of papers in front of her. She's got her phone and her coffee. And she's ready to tell us about all the happenings at the Paradise Center for the Arts. How did it go on Saturday with C. Willie Miles?
It was wonderful. He sang a happy birthday to me.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Did you record it?
I should have. I did record the winners of the Faribault Bar Crawl on Friday night. And so far, I think it's gotten over 2,000 views on Facebook.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, who were the winners?
Third place was Wicked. Laura O'Connor was part of that. She actually performed Wicked with a full cast in front of her house for the trick-or-treaters.
Wow.
Before coming to the Faribault Bar Crawl. So, thank you, Laura, for bringing your group. Second place, it was the Pirates. The gentleman of the pair, he looked like he was the, Johnny Depp from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yep, that's it.
And then number one was a one-night stand. This gentleman was dressed like a nightstand, had a... what do you call it? Lampshade on his head, and he had some things on top of the nightstand that looked like it was a one-night stand. So it was very clever, and I think he was very excited to win first place.
Yeah, you got what, $500?
$500 for first place, $250 for second, and $100 for third.
Nothing to sneeze at.
Yeah.
Buys a few drinks on your crawl.
Yep, so that was exciting. Another fun Halloween at the Paradise. And C. Willie had them laughing and rolling in the aisles. And it was a lot of fun.
And he had and sang you happy birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So he remembered.
Yes, he did remember.
You know, from when he was on the show with us.
Yeah, a week ago.
It was on Monday.
So I can't believe it's been a week.
He remembered by Saturday.
He's got a good memory.
See, now if it was me, it probably would have been bye-bye out of my head. Well, that's cool. I'm glad to hear. I wasn't happy to hear, though, that it wasn't a complete sellout.
No, but it was a good-sized crowd. Ticket sales this year have been a little lower than last year. You know, January and February are good, but then around March... things went down a little bit, but we're ramping up. We've got some wonderful stuff here at the end of the year. This Saturday, we have Joseph Hall's Elvis Rock and Remember Tribute. And Joseph Hall is a like annual event. He comes to the Paradise every year. And we're excited to have him back. It's like a family affair. His dad usually comes, his wife, his sister. So if you're an Elvis fan of any kind, I highly recommend it. The women just go crazy for him. But before that, we will be part of Ladies Night Out for downtown Faribault. That will be November 6th. And I believe a lot of the locations are doing between like 4 and 7. And at the end of Ladies Night Out, they're going to do a drawing for a basket. And that will be at the Paradise from 7 to 8.
So Ladies Night is the same as Elvis?
Nope. Ladies Night Out is November 6th. Elvis is November 8th.
Oh, okay.
So we've got a little spread out there. But you can come and get your tickets for Elvis during Ladies Night Out.
And you said they go nuts, the ladies.
Oh, the women go nuts for this guy, yeah. I mean, he has a big following. People drive for hours to come and see him.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Does he look like Elvis?
Yeah.
Does he sound like Elvis?
Yes.
Does he lip sync to Elvis songs?
He sings the songs. He does not lip sync. No. He's the real deal. The women just go crazy.
Well, I'm sure he loves that.
Oh, yeah. Yep, he's from Nebraska, and they travel all over the U.S. Performing his Rock and Remember tribute. And we are excited to have them back. And there's a few tickets still, so I would get those at ParadiseCenterForTheArts.org.
So they could be a sellout.
I hope so. He sells out most of the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. How much are the tickets?
This one, they are $26.50 for a member, $31.50 for a non-member, and $21.50 for a student. And you can get those, like I said, online, or you can get them when the box office opens on Wednesday at noon, 507-332-7372. Or you can leave us a voicemail and we'll get back to you. And what I'm super, super excited about, our holiday sale opens on Thursday, November 20th from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Not only is it the holiday sale, we'll have business after hours with the chamber at the Paradise at that time. And it's also Give to the Max. So that will be a really busy day. And we have over 30 artists this year for our holiday sale. A lot of new artists, so that's very exciting. It's a great time to get your holiday shopping. And that is sponsored by Southern Heights Dental Group, K&M Heating and Air Conditioning, and the Channel Inn. So we are very grateful to our sponsors for helping us be able to spread the word. We just mailed postcards to all of our members. And we've got the advertising out there. So come on the 20th from 4 to 7 and start your holiday shopping.
Won't get a repeat of that.
No.
That's what I love about art.
Yep. It's one-of-a-kind handmade items. And we have some new people this year. We've got Liam. Sorry, Liam. I can't remember your last name right now. We've got Patty Salmon from Waterville. We've got Finn Peters from the Metro. Actually, we have a few artists from the Metro. Suzanne Klum is joining us this year. And then we have some of our usuals back, like Donna Schultz, Paula Person, Shar Johnson, Diane Lockerbie. Of course, I'll be doing it. So we've got functional pottery, non-functional pottery, fiber art, tote bags, bags made of recycled items. We've got jewelry, mittens, all kinds of things. So perfect place to do your shopping. And the items are really reasonable. Things, of course, get a little more expensive when you go toward the Metro. So come out and support these artists. They are looking forward to making your holiday bright with these wonderful items. And I forgot, the day before that, on November 19th, Commonwealth Solutions, Brent Pruka, and Laura Bach from the Faribault Foundation will be at the Paradise. And this is Wednesday, November 19th, 5 p.m. For refreshments. And then they're going to do a presentation at 5:30. And it's about charitable giving strategies and your end planning. So if you have to make those distributions or you want to support nonprofits in town, especially Paradise, they will have information about how you can do that.
And you need to replace some of these funds, I'm guessing. You know, your federal and state grants are probably kind of drying up.
Yep, some of them, we got less money for our operating grant this year. And that was everybody who got money from Minnesota State Arts Board. All of us got less money than we thought we would. Some of the state grants are a lot more competitive because there's a lot more people applying for them. So there's a lot more competition and there's only a certain amount of money to go around. We are having our Southeastern Minnesota Arts Council grant reviewed, I believe, tomorrow. Is tomorrow the 5th? No.
Wednesday's the 5th.
Okay. On Wednesday, and there's, I think, 75 organizations in this grant review. Usually, I would say when I was on the board of CMAC, there's probably 30, 35. So I think it looked to me like over double. Maybe I've got my numbers wrong a little bit, but there's a lot more competition for that grant also. And that grant usually funds our marquee children's theater season in the summer. So we will be eagerly watching the grant review to see how we do.
And if you don't get it, do you have to find another source?
Find another source or cut back on the programming. So hopefully we get the grant, and I hope people are generous with their end-of-year donations. We usually receive quite a few from wonderful donors out there. And again, that charitable giving strategies and year-end planning is going to be at the Paradise Wednesday, November 19th. Refreshments at 5, presentation at 5:30 with Brent Peruca and Laura Bach from the Faribault Foundation. So I'm looking forward to learning more about that. And after that, we go to Sound of Music, presented by the Paradise Community Theater. And that's directed by Shelley Fitzgerald. I would get your tickets ahead of time for this one. They're already selling really well. It's phenomenal. Shelley, the director, said from the first rehearsal, the nuns were already ready. A lot of them are professional singers. So it's going to be an amazing show. And who doesn't like the Sound of Music? And that one is sponsored by Shar and Larry Johnson and the Ball Foundation.
Quite the classic, Sound of Music.
Yes, yes. I think most people are familiar with it. It's a large cast, lots of wonderful performers in it. And Shelley always does an amazing job. She directed Scrooge last year. And that was, I think, the record moneymaker for Paradise Community Theater. So we're expecting the same thing with the Sound of Music.
Awesome.
Yes, yes. Yep, very excited. And then at the very end of the year, we'll have a holiday dessert auction on Friday, December 19th from 5 to 7. And then we'll have a Very Diva Christmas the same day, Friday, December 19th at 7:30. So get your tickets for that also. And during Ladies' Night Out, we're going to do a special promotion for the Very Diva Christmas. If you buy your tickets November 6th between 4 and 7, we'll give you $5 off a ticket. So stop in for that. You have to come in person during Ladies' Night Out to get that deal.
That sounds awesome too.
Yes, and then you can see the current work in the galleries. We have Kate Langley in the Carlander Gallery. In the Vranish Boardroom Gallery, we have Kathy Weed's art quilts. They're wall hangings. I'm really hoping she teaches a class on how to do that. And then myself, Char Johnson, and Johnny Walker are in the K&M Gallery, and Bethlehem Academy has amazing artwork in the Krieger Gallery, our gallery for 18 and under.
Might want to check it out, folks.
And the galleries are open and free to the public during open hours. Paradise is open Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, noon to 5, Saturday, 10 to 2.
And you're always closed last couple weeks of the year, right?
Yes. The last day we'll be open will be the 20th of December. And we're going to actually extend our hours on that day. So you can get the holiday shopping in, and we're going to be open 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on December 20th. And we're going to be open extended hours on December 6th, 10 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. That's the day of Winterfest parade, and we get thousands of visitors downtown that day. So, again, we want to extend our shopping hours for the holiday sale.
Have they announced the Grand Marshal yet?
I don't know if they have.
We'll find out this Wednesday.
Is it this Wednesday?
That's when the chamber will be here.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And we'll ask them on Wednesday. And hopefully they'll have someone in mind. It's just a month away.
Oh, yeah. I can't believe it's November already.
I know. The years fly by as you get older.
Yes, they do.
There's absolutely no question about that. You know, gift certificates.
Mm-hmm.
I know I had a sister that once told me that she thought it was kind of impersonal to give a gift certificate. God rest her soul. But I said, my money is pretty personal.
I like gift certificates.
So do I.
Well, let's say you buy somebody tickets to The Sound of Music and they can't make it. Mm-hmm. Well, then, you know, if you just give them a gift certificate, they can pick a show that works for their schedule.
Yep.
Because people are so busy now. Or they can use the gift certificate in the galleries and you can pick out what you want. Or you can use a gift certificate for a class. And again, you know, you never know people's schedules. And you can also give the gift of membership. And the gift of membership would last for a full year. And then they can have a discount on classes and tickets for a whole year from the membership that they received as a gift. So we really would appreciate people shopping and supporting the Paradise this holiday season. Come out and see a show. Again, we've got Elvis this Saturday, November 8th at 7:30. He has won a bunch of awards, the Spirit of Elvis Award, and he is officially endorsed by the Elvis Presley Enterprises. So come on and shake your hips and come out and see Elvis.
Well, you might not want to shake your hips.
No. Stand up and dance a little bit, but he'll be shaking his hips.
Yeah. Well, that's what the ladies go crazy over, shaking his hips. We're not going to shake our hips, but we're going to shake out the market report here. The Linder Market Report and Analysis is coming your way now.
AM Minnesota on the Mighty 920 KDHL.
Good morning. It's time for the market update here on the Linder Farm Network. Joining us, Jim Emter, Van Onning Company, Alexandria. Jim, this morning looking at a softer tone to the corn and now a little softer on beans. What's happening?
Yeah, Linda, you know, we got the excitement last week. The excitement's waning off a little bit. One concerning point is that we came in here and saw Chinese purchasers buy 10 cargoes of Brazilian soybeans, part of that for December shipment, and the remainder for March through July. So it still feels like China's leaving that slot open for what I believe is going to be somewhere between 8 and 12 million metric tons of U.S. soybean purchases, but it sure doesn't feel like they're going above and beyond by any means, and may even come up short, as would be the fear that I think the market's having a little bit this morning, especially with those surrounding purchases. So we'll see how it unfolds. I think that gives a little bit of a sour attitude to start off the morning, but the euphoria of last week still exists around. There's optimism here that, again, obviously Chinese purchases will help. We got a framework deal for the next 3 years. But again, we got to get it on paper signed, and we also have to realize that the risks lie still in this bean market, because again, if China does not honor the deal, again, you know, we can go backwards in a real hurry. So this is a market that got its big run up. We're against some big resistance levels here from 20 to 11:36, I think is a good pricing window. And that's where we found ourselves this morning. And now we're backing off a little bit for that. If we can, you know, get to the next level, Linda, then we're talking $12 to $12.10 beans. So those are the next big price counts that exist here. Corn market, I think, is going to endure 2 to 3 weeks of very good harvest pressure. Again, we've got a wide open window. Weather looks pretty favorable. And I think that's the sour attitude for corn. So seasonal tendency is a bit lower. I would not be surprised that we pull back 10 to 15 cents as harvest pressure picks up, as farmers run out of storage. And then, you know, from there, Linda, I do see better rallies as we work into December and beyond.
And what's happening with livestock trade?
Yeah, you know, stronger tone this morning. We'll see kind of what becomes of Brazil conversations, but that's going to be the big focus here as we work ahead. We should get a cattle on feed report ahead, should get a, you know, WASDE crop report as well. So I think that's bringing some optimism to show the tighter numbers once again for the cattle market, particularly. Hogs, though, struggling. Got to hold this $80 mark, Linda. We're right at it right now.
Jim Emter, Van Onning Company, Alexandria. Chicago December corn 428 and 3/4 down 2 3/4. March is at 441 and a quarter down 2 3/4. And July 457 and a quarter down 1.5. November beans 1101 and 3/4 up 2. January 1116 and a quarter, now 1116 up 0.75 cents. March 1124 up 0.25 cents, and July 1140 and a half, that's down 1 1/4. December soybean meal down to 5.10. December soybean oil up 25. December Chicago wheat down 1.5. December Minneapolis down 2.25. December live cattle 231 up 135. February up 167. November feeder cattle up 275. December lean hogs 80.05 down 122. February down 50. This is a Linder Farm Network.
Hi, I'm Dan Lemke from the Linder Farm Network, and I'm inviting you on a holiday vacations tour. Explore the majestic fjords of Norway, August 7th to the 15th. Discover Norway's unique culture and dramatic landscapes, including a guided tour of Oslo, two ferry rides through stunning fjords, and panoramic views atop Mount Floyen. Visit holidayvacations.com, keyword Linder, to request a brochure, watch a travel show, and to book this tour.
Happy Acres Spreading is your source for poultry litter applied to your fields to help you maximize your bottom line. They will haul and spread the product across the Linder Farm Network listening area, and they'll be happy to give you a quote today. Call Tom at 507-521-2577. That's 507-521-2577. For Happy Acres Spreading. Give them a call today. That's our market update on the Linder Farm Network. Good morning. It's time for the Market Minute here on the Linder Farm Network. Chicago corn this morning, December at 428 and a quarter, now down 3 and a quarter. March is at 441 and a quarter, down 2 and 3 quarters. July, 457 and a quarter, down 1 and a half. November beans, 1103 and a quarter, up 3 and a half. January, 1117 and a half, up 2 and a quarter. March, 1125 and a quarter, up 1 and a half. December soybean meal down 480. January down 480. December soybean oil up 30 and January up 31. December Chicago wheat down 1 and 3 quarters. December Minneapolis down 2 and a half. And December live cattle up 150, November feeder cattle up 242, December lean hogs 80, and that's down 127, the Dow down 343.
All right, that's your opening market report. In our KDHL AgriBoosters include Craig Keller at the Keller Insurance Agency in Nearstrand. Craig helps protect all things that are important to you. Werner Farm Seed Dundas, quality seed, reasonable prices, Northland Farm Buildings, quality post-frame construction, go to northlandbuildings.com. We have in studio today Julie Faulkner, the executive director of the Paradise Center for the Arts. She's been going over all the things that are happening, well, let's be honest, through the rest of the year, actually.
Yep, we've got this week, Ladies Night Out, downtown Faribault, November 6th. I believe most places are having sales from 4 to 7, but you'll want to check with the Chamber of Commerce for a full list of who's participating in that.
Because this weekend is the deer hunting opener.
Yes, and then we have, I call him our Elvis, Joseph Hall's Elvis Rock and Remember Tribute this Saturday, November 8th at 7:30 p.m., and you can get your tickets at paradisecenterforthearts.org or give us a call at 507-332-7372. He usually sells out, and the women go crazy for this guy.
And is it only women that come to this?
No, there's gentlemen that come also. But I would get your tickets ahead of time.
Sounds good.
And then on the 19th of November, we are partnering with Comprehensive Wealth Solutions, Brent Peruca, and Faribault Foundation, Laura Bach, to do a charitable giving strategies and year-end planning, like an information session. Doors open at 5 p.m. with refreshments, and there will be a short presentation at 5:30. And then the day after that is the opening for the holiday sale, Thursday, November 20th, 4 to 7. And we have, I believe, 32 artists. So I'm over the moon excited that we have a bunch of new people. And we will have the artwork in all three galleries. So the Carlander, the K&M Gallery, and the Lois Vranish Boardroom Gallery. and we will have Bethlehem Academy. We'll bring in new work during that time. So the holiday shopping is November 20th through December 20th. And like I said, we'll have extended hours on December 6th and December 20th. We'll be getting the artist's name on our website this week so you can see who's participating. But we will have pottery from several artists, painting, fiber art, mittens, stained glass, jewelry, metalwork, woodwork, journals, photography, accessories, and more. So we should have something for everybody on your shopping list. And don't forget to get your tickets ahead of time for The Sound of Music. That performance or that production will start December 5th and go through the 14th. So we've got Sound of Music at 7:30 p.m. December 5th, 6th, 11th, and 12th. And for those of you who don't like to drive in the dark, we've got matinees at 2 p.m. on December 7th, 13th, and 14th. So get that those tickets right now. And I just popped in my head one thing I forgot to mention. We will be having the city council chat at the Paradise, I believe, December 10th. We have Mandy Barnes on our board of directors. She is our city council appointed board director. And so she is making that happen. So we'll have a chat with the city council at the Paradise December 10th.
Which is open to the public.
Yes. Yep. Yep. And then also you could do your holiday shopping then also. So there's other times.
Well, frankly, I would suggest going as early as possible so you have the best selection.
Yes. Yes. November 20th, 4 to 7 p.m. would be the best selection.
Right. Because, yep. You know, eventually stuff hopefully gets sold. And
oh, yes. Yes.
Yep. And by the 20th, there may not be a lot left.
No, I would also get there ahead. But like I said, we will have some extended shopping hours. And the holiday sale is sponsored by Southern Heights Dental Group, K&M Heating and Air Conditioning, and the Channel Inn. And we are very grateful for their support.
Now, over in Warsaw, right on Cannon Lake.
Yes, beautiful location.
It is. It's awesome.
So get your tickets today for Elvis. Make your plans for the holiday shopping. Get the Sound of Music on your calendar and get those tickets. And like I said, we'll have the holiday dessert auction Friday, December 19th from 5 to 7. I'm not a baker. I came from a long line of bakers, but I prefer just to go buy my desserts for the holidays. So this is the perfect time to do that.
Oh, okay. So you're suggesting that if you're not a baker, this would be the perfect time to get that.
Come out and get some amazing desserts and support the arts at the same time.
Does this work on a bidding process? How does that work?
We do like a silent auction.
So you write a bid.
Yep. Yep. We'll start it, and then there'll be increments. Usually it's $5 increments. And
all the kinds of desserts?
Yes. Last year, the most popular dessert was our Will McIntyre's lemon bars. I think they, I don't know if they fetched the most money, but they had the biggest increase in the silent auction.
And Will actually made these?
Will made them. Yep. Yep. I got... My favorite was a Tres Leches cake from across the street, the bakery downtown. And then I also got, I think they're called Million Dollar Bars. They were really good. I bought way too much last year. So come out and buy some desserts so Julie doesn't take them all home.
But you might have an apple pie or...
Yes, I believe. Oh, Char Johnson's famous for key lime pie. So there was key lime pie, and Hy-Vee was nice enough, and they donated some cakes also.
All right. Sounds awesome. All right, Julie, thank you very much.
Well, thank you for having me.
You bet. Getting us updated on what's happening at the Paradise Center for the Arts. ParadiseCenterForTheArts.org is the website. ParadiseCenterForTheArts.org. I can't remember what we got on the docket for tomorrow, but if you tune in.